You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey, what's up?
Tell me what you want to do.
It's me again.
Tell me what you want
to
do.
I'm kind of tangled up. Tell me what you want. All right. Okay. So what's up? It's November still. It's almost Thanksgiving.
It's November still. Like, November was going to disappear.
It's almost Thanksgiving. It is so cold in Michigan, man. I'm so tired of it being cold already. But in any event, my week was long. School, that's it. But today, I'm going to talk about relationships.
Ooh.
I got my topic from old Mickey over here.
What? Yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. I didn't even introduce myself. Hello.
Oh, that's Mickey.
My name is Mickey Knox. I do a podcast here called Blended After Dark. It comes on directly after this one. So I'm going to plug myself right quick because I have a couple of things that I'm going to be doing. Well, never mind. I won't do that during your show. I'll do it during mine.
Yeah, no, you can plug yourself at, you know, later on.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do that.
But I'm going to talk about relationships.
Okay.
Now, I did a little thing on Facebook, which I'm going to, you know, shout the people out. I asked a couple of questions. They answered it. I'm going to pick the ones I like, which I've already kind of did, about three or four. And I'm going to shout you out, and then I'm going to say your answer. So instead of doing my little history fact, that's what I'm going to do today.
Okay.
So I got this topic from Mickey over here, but coincidentally, like I always say, I get my topics based on what always comes to be for the whole 2 weeks or week or whatever. And everybody has been talking to me about their relationships. And I've been like, okay. And they've all been kind of crazy and weird. But so, relationships with visual impairments. That's what I'm going to talk about. So, I'm in a relationship. And no, relationships aren't easy, regardless if you have some type of disability or whatever anyway. But being blind, it is kind of hard being in a relationship with someone blind, especially if they go blind later, because I had to learn stuff all over again. So when something happens to you, regardless if it's a visual impairment or not, you know, you are in the beginning very mean, because you take your anger out on the people that's closest to you, and it's always the person that you're in a relationship with, especially if you have a mate, you're married, whatever. But yeah, it's kind of difficult. So what do you think?
Well, as far as being in a relationship with someone with the impairment, as far as what, being blind, being deaf, or anything like that, I truthfully think that is not about that. Because if you were in love with the person to begin with, I don't think that you loving that person is based on, like, how they look or if they lose a limb. I mean, but I can also see the side of some people who are scared of that because they've never encountered anything like that in their lives. Because
they look at it like, I'm going to have to do everything this person can't see. What can this person do for me?
Exactly. And that's a little selfish. But then again, it's not, because it's also telling the person what you can accept and what you can't.
Mm-hmm. And I'd rather the person be honest than just being in it just because you were just with that person for a long time, or you was already in a relationship. Because when I became blind, I straight up told my mate, like, either you in or you out. Because this is about to be a journey for me to get back on my feet doing the things that I used to do. And it may take some time and it's going to be a struggle. So, you know, either you in it or you out it. And decided to stay. So I was grateful for that because my maid is a huge help to me. Huge. Huge help. And then when you with somebody in a relationship and you blind, you be lazy. Because I know that I'm supposed to use my phone and my little apps and my devices to read stuff. But it's just so much easier to say what to say.
But you kind of got to, like, I mean, I understand, like, I mean, that's not really even because you're in a relationship with somebody who you know that's going to do it. People get, like, in relationships just do that anyway. Like, oh, can you do this because you're better at this? But, like, in your case, I feel like you kind of can't do that because if you're trying to, like, move in the world, you're trying to start a nonprofit, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that, you're not going to always have that person standing on the side of you. So you kind of got to get used to or getting into a pattern or a groove where you can trust yourself. You just pull that stuff out because you being lazy.
Yeah, because I know how to do it. I've done it before. Like, let's turn this cake box over and read everything to me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you just, it's somebody with eyes right there. And it turns into, what's the ingredients?
But it's also somebody with eyes right next to you and her name is Suri and she knows everything.
You know what? She always hoeing Suri. Mickey cannot stand Apple.
I don't care that much.
But you can. You can't stand Apple.
I don't care. They not paying my bills, though.
Right, but Mickey, she can't stand Apple.
I don't care. Because people, let me tell you something. Most people with Apple phones don't know how to use them. They don't have businesses or anything like of value to put in the phone. So then why are you then spending like $1,500 to see some stuff in 4K when you don't shoot videos? Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because Apple was designed for
business. Because Apple's, let's be real, are were designed as the phone for the business person, like a BlackBerry or something like that. It was the evolution of that. So it's like, now when I look at people, sorry, I'm like, what do they call us? Ex-millennials, the millennials before the millennials. So it's like, I remember when iPhones first came out, and you had to have, I only seen business people with iPhones. People with actual stuff to run and do. So now when I see people with, like, the iPhone 10, and it's like, you don't get no phone calls. All you do is post from Facebook, and it says, I am sending your post. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And just, yeah. But I'm also
But if you're using it correctly, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do get a lot of people that be like, I got an iPhone. Or like I said, people feel like my phone talks to me, so iPhone invented a phone that talks to people that are blind. Like, yeah, when it's on everybody's phone. But I guess that's just the enjoyment of either picking an Apple or picking an Android, I'm assuming. But in any event, I'm also going to talk about relationships, like, besides, like, if you're married or if you're just in a physical relationship with somebody. I also have business relationships. And, you know, when you could see, when you go blind or if you're, like, have an impairment, people always look at you like, how do you do this or if you can do it? Per se,
it's like always a sense of doubt because they feel like you can't see.
Right. Yeah. So I have business relationships as well, or I've had business relationships and I'm developing more business relationships. So when if I'm in an Uber or Lyft or whatever, people always ask me about, like, oh, what do you do? And I say, well, I have a podcast and, you know, I'm in school and I do X, Y, and Z. And they immediately doubt me or don't want to do business with me because I do have a visual impairment and I have to break my whole life down. Like, no, this is how I run my phone. This is how I run my social media pages.
But I think that that's a little hypocritical because it's people that can see out here that can't even run a Twitter. So.
Yeah, but they want me to break down, like, how do you do it? Like, I have people come to me at dialysis and literally sit next to me like, how do you do that? Like, if you supposed to do this, how? So what you do? You just press the button and I'm like, I should not have to.
Okay, but those are older people, so I get that. But not
But younger people do that too. Like, yeah.
I mean, younger people just hate just because they hate her. So, I mean, when you're doing something better than them, they either try to do what
or
you're
that middle
doing.
Age, like 45.
Yeah. Like, I can't even say people in, like, from, I want to say 25 to 35. Like, in that little area, those people are the more people that I, like, I meet them, and they be like, oh, that's cool. What's up? What you doing? Well, I do this. And we should exchange numbers, and we exchange numbers. But then it's like when you go to, like, people that are older than you, it's like they look down on you in a sense. Like, oh, I've been doing this longer than you. And it's really not about that.
Yeah.
It's about, like, you should be trying to educate me about what you know, because that's all we really want is, you know what I'm saying, knowledge. Like, everybody wants some type of knowledge to make them better. So if you know a way that's going to make me better, I, you know, in turn, am going to make you better because you can say, I mentored this person and look where they are now. But most people don't care about that and they want instant gratification.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. But, oh, God, I forgot what I was going to say. But as far as, like, I'm trying to get my thought back. As far as, like, you know, the business relationships, you know, oh, that's what I was going to say. I'm sorry. Now I don't remember. Us as blind individuals, they push us to, like, get degrees and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because, you know, I want to go back and get, you know, because I like business. So I want to go, you know, get more information on business and just have something up on my belt to fall back on. But in this day and age, you necessarily don't have to have a degree to start a business. Yes, I say go take certain type of classes to be more informative. But see, they push visually impaired people to get a degree because no one hires us. You know, no one, we can't really get regular jobs. You know, if we want to go work somewhere, no, because you have to have majority of things. You have to have sight. You do. So they push us to go get degrees and things like that because we don't get hired for the regular job. We actually have to have a degree to get, like, a good job, paying job, or for someone to even consider us for work, you know. And then even when I wanted to become a social worker, I think I heard somebody told me that, oh, well, you could become a social worker, but, you know, like, the state, they don't pay for, like, my internships and, you know, for me to get there. So, and then if you do an internship, you have to walk around. You know, you won't have a person to lead you around. It's like a do if you, you know, like one of them type of situations, because they encourage you. But then again, when you want to go into certain fields, it's a discouragement as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, you like, okay, well, I want to do this. And then it's like, well, you know about this, but. And, you know, things like that. And there's also other little fields and trades we can go into. Like, they got a program where you can go work for the IRS. And it's like a 2-month program. I forgot exactly what state it's in. I think it's like in New York or something like that. But you can go work in the IRS. You can go for hospitality. And, you know, certain things like that you can go for and they'll pay for it. Then they have like a business certificate type of program. I know that's in Buffalo, New York. You can either take the courses online if you learn a computer well, or you can actually go there for a year or whatever, and they'll pay for you to stay in the dorms or whatever, and you get the certificate. And if you just do it at home, you can go and do the 2-week program in Buffalo, New York, and then everything is paid for and all that. And you have like a business, I think associates or whatever, or some type of program like that. And there are programs out there. So just because I'm visually impaired, they are, but I can't go out and get like just a regular job. I just wanted to make some quick money. I just, no, like. It really won't.
I right? mean, but just like everybody else. I mean, I don't really see. I don't know. Maybe it's me just being, like, ignorant. But it's kind of like. It's like the same thing being said over and over again. Because you can. As long as you become the best at what you can do, can't nobody tell you what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what that you're visually impaired? But if you really know your job and, you know, that's what everybody is going to be like some skepticism because there's so many people out here that does scam people and mm-hmm. that will be like, oh, I can do this. And now, especially with it being so easy for people to take other people's work and, you know, go and put it online and make it seem like it's really, truly theirs. You know, like, it's a lot of scheming and scamming online. So as long as you can physically prove that you can do that, I don't feel like you should have an attitude as if, like, oh, I can't do this because...
Oh, not for me. Not me. I don't have that attitude. But I know what I can do and I know what I want to do. But, you know, it is hard for some people with visual impairments because, you know, when I first became blind, I was, like, easily discouraged because, you know, you listen to people that's supposed to help you, like certain counselors and stuff like that. But in the same breath, they kind of discourage you. Like, I have a friend or whatever, and she's visually impaired, but... She's going through a situation right now where, you know, she's low vision. So she's blind and totally blind in one eye.
But she
and she's
vision
low vision in the other. Now, they're telling her from the, you know, she's trying to get signed up and everything to get help. And they're telling her, and she's been this all her life, you know, just with a little bit of vision. And they're telling her she's basically not blind enough to get help, but she can only see certain things when it's close up in her face. Glasses don't work and things like that. You know, so sometimes it's discouraging in that situation because you're not blind enough to get help, but you know, you're not blind enough for the blind and you can't see enough for the sighted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
well, it was just like the conversation that we was having with your auntie, like, when we left her last time, and she was talking about, like, as far as race and how, like, people point out, like, oh, dark-skinned people of each race, you know, get really discriminated against when they don't look at the lighter counterparts because you're not... light enough to be, you know, you're not white enough to be with, you know, people that are very, very light. And you're not dark enough to be with the dark-skinned girls and be dark is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you, like, in this in-between space where, you know, it's kind of, like, in the same aspect.
Yeah, and because we were also talking about, like, how when we were little... You know, when she was little, she's older, so when she was little, they didn't have, like, black Barbies or black baby dolls and stuff like that. And it came along a little after. It did come out when she was younger, but they didn't make a lot of them. So when we were younger, they still didn't make a large quantity, but they existed. And when I was little, I didn't want to play with the black Barbies. I wanted the white Barbies. I just did. I don't know why. I guess because that's what is displayed on TV, that Barbie is, this is how she looks.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And
Barbara. That's how Barbara looks, yeah.
Yeah, that's how, you know, Barbie looked. And I just didn't want the black Barbies. I'm just being honest. Like, I didn't. And I just...
Okay, but what made you not, like, want them? Were they ugly, no, too?
Yeah, or was because they it didn't... like...
I mean, because... Okay, let's just...
Why didn't you like them? Because you didn't like them.
Okay, first of all, I didn't like them because... This is the thing. This is what some companies do, too, that are pretty goddamn racist. So they do stuff like... They made, like, at least when I know in the 80s, when they finally did make a black Barbie, they didn't make her like Barbara, you know. Her hair wasn't straight.
No,
or her hair wasn't, like, beautiful, and she didn't have that many clothes choices. So I think that was more so, because as a kid, I wasn't like... Oh, because she's white and she's black, like, because I didn't look at color. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know why to look at color. Like, I just looked at which one looked the best. It really wasn't about the color.
Yeah, because you're right about that. She didn't have, like, her hair wasn't super straight or her hair.
She didn't have a lot of stuff. Like, was she? I don't even know her job.
No, she didn't. Because they didn't pitch the black Barbie as having, like, oh, you know how Barbie owned a pet store and she did all of that.
Look, Barbie done been a vegetarian, a veterinarian, an air pilot.
She done been pregnant.
An astronaut. She done been pregnant.
Barbie done been a grandma. And she don't remember that. Barbie done been a grandma.
Yes, I do remember when
you
Barbie
told
was
me that you didn't remember that. But
I remember when Barbie was a grandma.
Yeah, Barbie done been everything, but... It's just, it goes for that same
Barbie done
type
been
of
a
thing.
Rapper. Barbie done been a singer.
Barbie done been a rapper.
She was Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God. Oh, and Barbie was Brandy. What?
No,
what?
No, no. That was, what? No, no. That was, what? No, that, no. That was Brandy's own doing.
But she was still a Barbie, though.
No, she did not get that made by Mattel.
What?
If it's not made by Mattel, then you're not a real Barbie.
Well, Brandy was a Barbie. She had her box.
No,
right? I mean, her
we can't call every doll a Barbie. If it's not made by Mattel, then you're not in the Barbie family. So her family was smart enough to just make her a doll. You know, like MC Hammer had a doll, but mm-hmm. it wasn't made by Mattel.
Well, okay, but you know, Barbie was still a doll. I mean, Brandy was still a doll.
Okay, whatever. Mariah Carey was a Barbie. Mariah Carey was a Barbie. The All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, because she had the butterfly on her finger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can we get the... Come on, girl. What was he talking about her?
I remember that. I remember that now.
Okay, now where are we going?
Wherever we gonna end up.
This is your show, bro. Like, we can't keep coming here and you just go blank. Like, cause I have my own things to worry about here. So, what is the issue, Shville?
That just hurt my feelings.
Okay, I don't care anymore. What do you want? What do you want to talk about?
But anyways, so I asked a question on Facebook.
Okay, get to the questions here.
Okay, shut up.
Okay, so I was going to read them.
Oh, you're going to do that for me.
I had it already pulled up.
Oh,
you just kept
thank
on.
Thank you
I mean,
so much. I didn't depend on you to do that. Thank you. Remember,
just,
this is my show.
You were not talking about nothing. So you're making me bored. Okay.
What?
Alrighty. So
I asked two questions on Facebook. The first question was, if you were with a blind person, if you were the person and they went blind, would you stay, yes or no, and why? And the second question was, would you date a blind person, yes or no, and why? And I'm going to give you some of the people's responses. So you can start with Victoria, because she's first.
Okay. I had it. No, I don't have it anymore. Hold on, I got it.
This is the first one is Vicky. She's family.
Okay, so as it says, yeah, yeah. It says, question one, if you were with someone...
I said that already. Just go into the question.
I'm going to read, because this is a two-part question. So, question one, if you were with someone and they went blind, would you stay or would you go after saying yes or no? Please tell me why. Question two, would you date someone that's blind, was blind or visually impaired? Yes or no, and why? I'm asking for the next episode of my podcast. I'll shout you out. So, responses. Victoria Joyner. Hey, girl. Hey. She says, honestly, I don't know if I would. If I was already with them and something happened, I wouldn't leave them because of it, though. I agree with that. So,
next person.
A beautiful young lady named Brandy Perkins. Your picture is hot. I wouldn't leave someone if they thought their sight, if they lost their sight. I'm sorry. That was me. I wouldn't leave someone if they lost their sight. I think when you agree to be with someone, it's through the good and the bad. It's like anything else. If someone had some other life-changing event, we would need to make modifications if it comes to some certain agreements. To question two, I have dated someone with a glass eye. It was no different than dating someone with two. We communicated. I knew his limitations, and I made sure I was alert when we were together. Now, she makes a very great point. All the rest of these, I don't know. But, okay, Brandy makes a good point because that is, like, one thing that you really have to get used to is repetition.
Yeah.
Because you can't be spontaneous in a relationship with somebody when they're blind because they have to know where everything is and they have to stay in the same place and all of that type of stuff. So
But that's really the only thing. Like, but if I wanted to go jump off a cliff, I could. But, you know, with little stuff like that, yeah, because...
But it goes into more smaller things like, you know, if you, say if you just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It just goes into deeper, smaller things like, oh, what if I got to go to the store for you and I ask you for this and then you go give me that and I give you my money or you know what I'm saying? It started trickling down to other things. So you got to be able to trust the person that you're with too. Okay, next one, Danielle Cirillo. I hope I didn't butcher your name. Her answer is, I wouldn't leave someone if they lost their sight later in life. Stay true to that commitment you made when you got married in sickness and in health. As for question two, I've never dated anyone.
I guess that was blind.
I have a question to Danielle. Question two, you've never dated anyone. So does that mean you only been married?
Or maybe she means just never dated anybody that was blind.
Okay. I'm going to just leave that one off. The next one is from April A.P. Singleton. I would stay. My love doesn't change because of your health. Exactly. I mean, if you're in love with somebody, you are supposed to be there. I mean, not in sickness and in health because y'all are not married, but you are supposed to be there for that person if you say you're truly in love with them. All right, let's knock the rest of these out. Miss Jada Brannick. I will stay because that's the type of person I am, and you just do not up and leave someone just because they have health issues. Yes, I will date a blind man because he'll still be a man and do things, but I do it better. Okay. All right, girl. Hear you. Patricia Lanton, I would stay as well. Stick together through thick and thin is how I go. True. Tina May, question one, if my husband went blind, I would most definitely stay with him. I vow to stay with him through anything. I would hope that he would do the same. Question two, I'm not honestly sure if I would date someone who had vision complications. I have never even been approached by someone who has. Okay, so one thing I just want to keep saying, one thing that I'm only seeing people because I know they're... these people personally, but I know of them. Most people that are answering this question is like, oh, if my husband went blind, of course you're going to stay with your husband if they went blind.
Or your mate if y'all been together for a while.
No, not even that. Because, of course, you're going to stay with your husband if they went blind. Because
I mean, your husband, yeah, or your wife.
But that's not what I'm trying to get to. Marriage is a business, okay? Let's just stop acting like it's not. Because some of y'all girls use it as the business, y'all. Look at the love part. And, y'all, it's like a lot of repeating, like, yeah, if my husband went blind. Like, if your husband went blind. I want to know, like, if you was dating somebody and you really into somebody and then y'all was together for, like, 4 years.
And then all of a sudden
that they went blind. Right. So you mean you would instantly walk out the door, leave that person. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But these are your people, so I'm just doing the reading part. And these are the last two. Tina May, question one.
You already did that.
Okay, Nephi. I said Nephi, like she was here. Nefertiti Kiles. If I was in a long-term committed relationship / married, I would most definitely stick around because at that point, you're a priority to me and my life. As for the second question, I can't honestly answer your question because I don't know if that person had it together as in their comfortability with them being impaired. I may consider it. I don't know if I can full-heartedly throw myself into a situation like that, but I wouldn't be objected to it, and I would definitely take time and patience. Now, I liked your answer mm-hmm. because this is exactly what I had to do. Like, I had to, like, just fine-tune my attitude to a certain part. And then somebody else is writing a comment. I see you, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, you missed it. Because I'm not reading. Well, I'll read Brienne's, and this will be the last one. Question one. Depending, Brienne Harold. Hey, girl. Question one. Depending on the person, I will stay. Even though they have health issues, they are human. Key point. I just brought that up. Question two. If you would ask me years ago, I would have said no. Only because I was very afraid of the unknown. As you know, I am blind myself. So I used to think about my kids being born blind and I didn't want them to have the experiences I had. But as I got older and I seen some relationships within the community, I've learned to let that fear go. Now, that's a great line. I wanted to circle this.
I believe that's
mainly what... it seems like a lot of these people are saying, like, oh, I'm scared because I'm going to lose the selfish stuff that I like to indulge in, like go on trips and look at the water. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like it can't,
you can't do certain things with people that can't see.
Right, because I have a friend. He's totally blind. And
Before you start talking, thank all of you guys for those questions. We appreciate you for that.
The answers. Thank you for all the answers. And I'm going to do this a lot more. But
got to do this every show now.
Not every show. But I wanted to touch bases on that, too, because I have a friend. He's totally blind. And, you know, sometimes women are hesitant to talk to him because of, you know, certain reasons, because they feel like, oh, what am I going to do with a blind guy or whatever. But when they find out he got a little coin in his pocket, then it's, oh, what's your number?
Exactly.
Oh, he's just like, oh, what's your number? When they find out how much he make a year, then he's nothing but a regular guy. You know what I'm saying?
But that aspect is with a lot of
people. With a lot of people. But you know, but it's still a little different because now it's funny that you have to question that, but then you go talk to James over here without a pot to piss in.
I mean, listen.
But that's another
show. People are weird.
But, yeah, people are weird. But, you know, as far as what Brianne said, I'm going to tell you, I'm blind as a bat. Can't see nothing. But will I date somebody that's blind just because I'm blind? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Only because just because I'm blind, I'm not necessarily, I'm so used to being with somebody that can see. That's why I said she made a good point. I'm so used to being with somebody that can see. And I know a lot of people that's in relationships and they're both blind and they get around fine. Do they still need some people to come to their house and need help with seeing things? Yeah. But I guess I'm just like, let's just hop in the car and go. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I just never... I'm blind, and I'm saying, like, I don't know if I could be with somebody else that's blind. You know, I don't know. Because you get in the habit of doing certain things. Like, you drive. I have to, you know, it's just the whole thing of waiting even more.
I mean, but it's just, I understand what you're saying, but it's just like everything else in life. Because just because I can see or I'm not losing any limbs, I still have everyday complications that I have to go through that people don't know about or that people can see. So it's just like, I don't know if it's just because, I don't know, because it happened to you, but I can't even say that because I don't equate that. You know, like, I've never been taught to equate nobody to be less than me just because they're missing something or know something that, you know, that I know and they don't know. Mm-hmm. So I don't get the part of if I was dating someone and he was blind, I couldn't do it. Like, why couldn't you do it?
Yeah, but then again,
what are you going to lose?
I be around a lot of people that say, oh, I want to be with somebody blind because they understand me better. You know what I'm saying? And we go through the same type, we got the same ailment, so it's better for me versus being with someone, you know, that can see. Because I hear a lot of horror stories, like I dated some girl that could see, and I'm blind, and they took all my money or they stole.
But like I said, that can happen to you, and you can see.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's just about people's ignorance and like how they look at things. It's not about. It's just about the way the person thinks, period. The people you place in your life, period. Like, I don't even think it's about, it's just, you know, that person and how they think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. And like I said, I thank everybody for answering those questions. I'm going to ask way more questions, relevant questions to me. And certain situations, they're not all going to be based on necessarily blind, but I just love asking people questions and getting into people's minds. That's the type of person I am. But let me see how it is. Do you have anything else to add?
This is your show, honey. I'm just here for for commentary. Okay. So,
well, what time is it?
It is 5:43, time check.
Okay. Well, I'm going to basically end it there because...
You didn't write out this episode. Let me say something here. You know what? Next time we come in here on a Sunday... When we come in here on a Sunday, next time, I need you to have bullet points, the points in your phone. I wrote down my whole episode in my phone, okay?
To do with me.
And I'm not going to be here on every episode. All right. This is Blind Chick.
Anyways,
Mickey Knox. Well, I love you guys because you're going to hear me next. Thanks.
Shut up. Anyways, she's right. She'll never be back.
Thanks.
But anyways, I'm out of here. Please like my page, A Blind Chick, on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at A.Blind.Chick. And I'll see you later. Tune in to me. I holla.